Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content. But you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Fryer Podcast. I am your friendly neighbor Carmelite, the Frank Fryer, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from the Bronx. And this podcast episode is coming out on a Wednesday and on May 16th, so just a couple days from the release of this episode, will be the feast day of St. Simon Stock. Now, I don't expect many people within the church to maybe know this saint, but I think we are well aware of the ramifications that he has had in the life of the church, because it is legendarily treated that through St. Simon Stock, the Carmelite received the brown scapular from Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Now, not much is known about him. And there is myth around him. But one of the things that we do know is that he was a somewhat of a pivotal player in the early life of the Carmelite order, probably one of the possible monks or hermits, really, on Mount Carmel. So he was an Englishman. He died in Bordeaux, France, though, in the mid-13th century, so the 1200s. He was, of course, venerated in the Carmelite order for his personal holiness, his aesthetical life, and his devotion to Our Lady. And there was celebrations on the liturgical calendar of the order in the 15th century, so the 1400s. So, you know, at least thinking in the life of the church 200 years after his death, there was already celebrations of his life on the liturgical calendar, really says something about the impact of this man. You know, he really helped to establish possible priory sites and places in England. He celebrated in Aylesford, one of our original foundations outside of the Holy Land. And one of the important things about celebrating St. Simon Stock is he, in his presence, reminds us of our necessity to have a relationship with our Blessed Mother. Now, Stock was not his sort of surname, his last name, as we would say. Stock is probably a connotation of how he lived, you know, in a big old stock of a tree, you know, sort of as a hermit locked away in a place of shelter, a fallen tree, and making that stock, you know, because you don't need a lot of space when you're a hermit, I assume, as a place where he resided. So that's sort of what stuck with him. And St. Simon Stock reminds us that even though we may not know a lot about particular saints in the church, or they're not one of the quote-unquote popular well-known, like Teresa Lisieux, for example, within the land of Carmel, that these saints that seem to be somewhat hidden to the movement of history still played a distinctive role. You know, he gave us in the land of Carmel sort of an important trajectory in relationship to our movement back into England after we were pushed out of the Holy Land because of the Crusades. And not much is preserved about him, but we can see that without him, there might have, you know, there could not have been any Carmelite order at all. He was a person of a profound character that he inspired certain actions and the necessity of those actions in the early years of the Carmelite order. So the parish I am at, St. Simon Stock, St. Joseph, we are having a big celebration on our Facebook page, the St. Simon Stock St. Joseph Facebook page, and it'll be a 9 a.m. Mass. If you want to participate, we'll have his relic. We have his jawbone here in the United States, so his relic will be present during that Mass. And it's a way for us to sort of celebrate our identity as the parish of St. Simon Stock here in the Bronx. So I just wanted to give this little information about this wonderful saint. I hope you can Google him and read up on him and et cetera and understand his importance in the life of Carmel. So I just wanted to sort of wet your whistle a little bit and introduce you to a very important person in the life of Carmel that might have impacted your life through the Bronx Capitol and you didn't even know it. So thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for your time today. If you like my podcast, make sure to click that little subscribe button. And if you can, leave a review. It really does help me out. If you want more of my content, you can head over to my website, thefrankfriar.com. There on my website, thefrankfriar.com, you can find links to my YouTube videos, blog posts, Catholic Stand articles, all these great things. Where is this? At my website, thefrankfriar.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Have you ever been put on the spot and asked to explain or defend Catholic teaching on sensitive topics such as abortion, same-sex marriage, or the Eucharist? What to Say and How to Say It is a straightforward and practical resource by Brandon Vogt, best-selling and award-winning author of Why I Am Catholic and You Should Be Too. He offers essential tools for articulating even the most contentious aspects of your Catholic faith with clarity and confidence. You can get a copy of this important new book at AveMariaPress.com. Use code TALKFAITH to get 25% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.